We've had 5 years of practically no economic growth, and people are really suffering out there. People want growth, not Gramsci. You know, the reality is that these on the hard left aren't talking to people. They don't know what's going on in the real world. And when they do talk and speak out, they're not making realistic proposals for our economy or for society as a whole. And so, I think it was a point well worth making.
So let me get this straight. Are you referring to trade union leaders or members of parliament?
Oh, no, I'm not referring to members of parliament at all. I'm referring to people on the extreme left in politics. People involved in the People's Assembly would be an example of that.
Owen Jones.
Well, absolutely. You know, they talk about, you know, they decry, they are the enemies of capitalism. They are, in nearly everything they say, they are anti-business. This is actually very dangerous. You know, I meet business people on a weekly basis who are struggling to get by. They're creating jobs. They're working hard for people. They're trying to make ends meet. But these people on the extreme left just speak out about business, have this anti-business attitude that isn't doing anybody any favours.
Now, you say in your article, and I'm quoting here, I had my own run-ins with Unite when I stood to become Labour MP in Rochdale. This machine politics can carry on. Just explain what you mean by run-ins.
Well, I don't want to go into lots of detail about
it. Oh, go on.
Well, well, I could do. But, there are no secrets about the selection process in Rochdale. And, you know, there were clearly people trying to adversely influence the result, which was, you would certainly describe as unhealthy.
How are they doing,
you know,
that, though?
Oh, in a variety of ways, by attempting to place stories, difficult stories against me.
Well, that's just politics.
Well, all of this is just politics, but it's exactly the kind of machine politics that Ed Miliband has spoken about sweeping away today, and that's the good news story for today, which is Ed Miliband is going to combat much of the machine politics that's gone on, and this has to be welcome.
Hang on 1 second. He have a problem, though, because he used to work for the biggest machine politician in this country in the last 2 decades, Gordon Brown.
Well, Ed Miliband has been bold and decisive. He's being ambitious, and it's good for the country what he's doing. But, you know, the real challenge now is for Cameron and Clegg. They need to step up to the mark and tell us what they're going to do in terms of party finances. What are they going to do in terms of involving people more in politics? Because Ed Miliband has set out a quite clear agenda there. And, you know, we see David Cameron, he's not dealing with the swivel-eyed loons in his party. In fact, I would argue he's indulging them. So I think there are some real challenges, not for Ed Miliband now, but actually for Cameron and for Clegg.
You equate the extreme left with the BNP. I mean, some would say it's a bit rich to equate the likes of Owen Jones with Nick Griffin.
Well, there's no doubt about it that the Telegraph have sensationalised the piece that I wrote. They've edited it and they've given it the headline that it has. But the point I'm making is that people on the extreme left of politics, I'm not talking about race necessarily, but people on the extreme left are just as dangerous for society and for our economy as those on the extreme right. I think it's a really important point to make.
You are talking about Len McCluskey, aren't you? Let's be honest. Because you say in your article, when Len McCluskey talks about Alan Johnson, a former postman who rose from the working classes to become Home Secretary, as a backward-looking Blairite zombie, then the game's up.
Well, it's for people themselves to identify where they are politically. I mean, you ask Len where he is.
Told him.
Oh, well, in terms of his comments about Alan Johnson, it does say a lot about where his politics are. I mean, Alan Johnson's made a fantastic contribution, not just to the Labour Party, but to the country as well. And we have to be in a position, and I'm pleased to see what Ed Miliband's done today, because he's, you know, making the biggest reforms for the Labour Party in a generation. Really good news for the party, but I would argue also very good news for the country, cleaning up politics, encouraging involvement, rebuilding trust in politics. That's exactly what we want to see.
I agree with you, but the problem is he's done it in reaction to Falkirk. This wasn't planned, this speech. This speech has only been made because of what's happened in Falkirk.
There's no doubt about it that Ed Miliband has risen to the challenge. We can debate about how it came about or when it came about. I don't deny that there were issues to sort out in terms of Falkirk. extremely unhealthy behaviour going on in terms of that particular seat. He's certainly put Len McCluskey back in his box. I think it's the right thing to do, and he's outlined some excellent policies which I think put him at the forefront of thinking around a new type of politics in Britain, and I think we should all welcome that.